The Arab Spring Revolution kindled Sulaf Abbas's hopes for democratic reform in Syria. But with the rest of the world, she helplessly watched it deepen into a brutal sectarian conflict that has exacted a terrible human toll.
At some point in the beginning, it was very clear who was the good and who was the bad. But it definitely got a lot murky and, you know, just complicated. And even the people in Syria are now telling you, we thought we knew who we were supporting. We don't anymore. We just want our lives back.
Abbas first came to Terre Haute 9 years ago to finish the fine arts degree she began in Syria. And she was back finishing her master's when the Syrian civil war broke out in 2011. Homesick and worried about her family in Damascus, she left the comfort and safety of West Central Indiana and headed home into the unknowable.
It was crazy. I still think it's the most dangerous thing I've ever done in my life. I mean, I stayed there for 2.5 months. And I was seeing, I was listening, like hearing all the bombs, hearing all the shelling, all of that, waking up to it, going to bed to it. My nieces, my 5-year-old niece and my 8-year-old niece can tell you what kind of bomb it is from the sound of it. Like, they know that much now, and that shouldn't be the case.
During her time in Damascus, Abbas painted pretty landscapes as a way to escape the horror of what she was seeing. And once back in the U.S., she struggled even more to express her grief, until she got news that her favorite uncle had died.
My uncle was a Syrian activist. He was in the Syrian prisons for 15 years. He's a writer, a translator, and the most incredible man I know. He had died of cancer in France, and losing him was losing home. That was it for me. That day, I started painting about Syria. That day, it just all came out, and haven't stopped since.
Abbas says she paints and weeps for hours at a time in her Terre Haute studio, getting the heartbreaking images of Syria on canvas. A parent carrying a limp child, bomb-devastated neighborhoods, and people embracing in grief. Early last year, she also volunteered at the Rives Youth Center in Terre Haute, where disadvantaged kids escape rough neighborhoods, drugs, or abusive homes. Abbas told them about the plight of Syrians, 6 million displaced by violence, with 3 million living in refugee camps in neighboring countries. She wanted the kids to understand that other children around the world also live with difficult circumstances. Wanting to help, the Rives kids decided to write letters and share artwork with refugee children, as Abbas was planning to volunteer at a therapy center in Jordan. She hand-delivered the art and letters to the young Syrians last summer.
A lot of them had anxiety issues, separation issues, PTSD, had been raped, just crazy stories you would hear. They would either not talk at all for like a whole month, or be a little bit aggressive, or, you know, it was not easy to be around them. But then I also, the whole time I thought, if it's not easy for me, I can only imagine how hard it is for them.
The Syrian children wanted to ride back to their new friends in Terre Haute. And at the Rives Center recently, Abbas presented the kids there with copies of Me and You, the book she created from the letters and artwork exchanged between them. All of the proceeds are going to the families of the 30 Syrian kids in the book to help them get through the harsh winter.
You know how much money we raised in 1 week?
No.
Take a guess.
$1,000.
No, a little more than that.
$2,000.
$10,000. That's, yeah, you guys were a part of that. $10,000 were raised and sent to the kids. The kids bought blankets, they bought food, they bought boots and winter coats. Some of them are back in school because they can afford books now.
9-year-old Sierra Gaines's picture in the book is of her home. She reads the response to her letter from a young Syrian boy named Ahmed.
I like watching TV and my favorite show is
Vinted.
Vinted. I like soccer and volleyball. I'm 7 years old and I love you very much.
What gives me hope the most is that none of these kids in the book or any of the kids I had worked with said, if we go back to Syria. Every single one of them said, when? When we go back, we're gonna plant the garden and we're gonna rebuild. When we go back, made a world of difference to me.
And Sulaf Abbas, through art and deed, is making a difference too. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Lee Dinoon.